From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Media outlets in China are reporting purchases of U.S. pork and that it's excluding the U.S. from retaliatory tariffs. That's great news to the National Pork Production Council that's now seeking permanent removal of those tariffs. The NPPC says with African swine fever dramatically reducing domestic production, the U.S. could meet China's need for safe, nutritious, and affordable pork, while single-handedly putting a huge dent in our trade imbalance with China. Seattle-based Phytelligence has reportedly shut down following a legal battle with Washington State University and its Cosmic Crisp apple. According to thepacker.com, WSU researchers began developing Cosmic Crisp in 2012 and claimed Phytelligence infringed on its patent. The ag biotech company's countersuit claimed WSU violated its contract by not allowing it to commercially propagate the variety, but that was rejected by a judge this summer. Late last month, Phytelligence authorized management to appoint a general receiver to administer and liquidate its assets. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers is applauding President Trump's plan to uphold the integrity of the renewable fuel standard by ensuring biofuel blending targets are met each year. AEM President Dennis Slater says the president's plan restores the credibility to RFS consistent with congressional intent and demonstrates his commitment to pursuing biofuel policies. He adds they look forward to working with him and supporters in Congress to bolster the ag economy. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.